From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A major anti-terrorism operation in England today. Before dawn, police raided houses and storage sites in London and surrounding towns, arresting 8 men and seizing half a ton of ammonium nitrate, fertilizer that can be used to make bombs. Peter Clark is head of the anti-terrorism division for the London Metropolitan Police.
Today's operation, which involved some 700 officers in total, is part of continuing and extensive inquiries by police and the security service into alleged international terrorist activity. And I must stress that the threat from terrorism remains very real.
Clark was careful to say that the raids were not connected to this month's train bombings in Madrid or Irish terrorist groups. Jason Bonetto is crime correspondent for The Independent and joins us now on the phone from London. Jason, what can you tell us about these raids?
Well, it's a huge operation in London and the surrounding areas. They've arrested 8 people, most of them very young, which is quite surprising, 17, 18, 19, in the early 20s. And the operation follows a 2-month surveillance operation by our security services, MI5, and the anti-terrorist police.
As we said, the police said that these men were not linked to the Irish terrorism network or to the recent attack on Madrid. So what did they say about their possible affiliation?
Well, they've been publicly quite canny about that. They're not really saying a great deal. But sources say, reliable sources, that this is all to do with Islamic extremists, people who are following Al-Qaeda, and these suspects are believed to be members of that network.
Has London been on a heightened state of alert since the Madrid bombings?
Absolutely. Well, it's been on heightened alert for a long time now, since September 11th. It hasn't gone up a gear yet since the Madrid bombings, but there have been a lot of warnings recently.
The head of Scotland Yard has been quoted as saying it's not a question of if, but when London will be struck by another mass terrorist attack. How has the country been responding to this?
Well, I think people are quite shocked by what happened in Madrid because it showed that a European capital could easily be hit. And I think that people are much more vigilant now. They're looking out. I think there's some people are nervous, but it hasn't altered people's patterns as yet.
The police have today went out of their way in their statements to say that the overwhelming majority of Muslims in London are law-abiding citizens and completely reject all forms of violence. Have there been complaints of harassment and profiling within the Muslim community during the course of this crackdown?
There's certainly been a lot of concern, I think, within the Muslim community. They don't get stigmatized as Muslim equals terrorists. And there's been quite a lot of effort by the police and by politicians to try and say it's a tiny minority of extremists in trying to use people in the Muslim community to help any anti-terrorist activity.
So among the police, is there a feeling that they foiled what could have been a major terrorist attack in London?
Absolutely. They're very pleased, at the same time probably alarmed. But they do feel they've done a good job here, and they've stopped something which could have potentially killed and maimed a lot of people.
Jason, thanks for speaking to us.
Okay.
Jason Bonetto is a crime correspondent for The Independent. He was speaking to us from London.